With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. The Montana Supreme Court ruled this week that only ballots received by 8 p.m. on November 3rd will be counted in this year's general election. With ballots already printed, Montana Secretary of State Corey Stapleton argued that temporarily abandoning the state's 8 p.m. Election Day ballot receipt deadline would cause confusion among voters. The state Supreme Court agreed and granted a stay late Tuesday, writing the extension would disrupt the status quo and interfere with the state's ability to administer an orderly election. Yellowstone County District Judge Donald Harris had ruled last Friday that ballots postmarked by Election Day should be counted even if elections officials receive them after polls close. On Monday, Stapleton told the Supreme Court he intended to appeal another part of Harris's order blocking the Ballot Interference Prevention Act, which caps the number of ballots a person or group can drop off for someone else at 6. The High Court upheld Harris's ruling against BIPA, pending full consideration by the court after November 3rd. In a separate case last week, Yellowstone County District Judge Jessica Fair found BIPA unconstitutional. She issued a permanent injunction against the law. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.